there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Browns get their man. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. Rapid reaction. With me today is Andrew Erickson, yet again for the second time in just a few hours. It's me, Joey P. Joe P. Zapia, taking you through with Andrew Erickson on the biggest news in the NFL, which is Deshaun Watson to the Browns. Yes, you thought the deal was dead. Baker Mayfield was upset, but apparently he's going to be moving on somewhere else because Deshaun Watson is going to the Browns after all. New contract also going to be extended to him. 5 years, $230 million. That contract restructured with Deshaun Watson. It will be $80 million more in guarantees than any other contract in the history of the league. Not too shabby. Now, Andrew Erickson, I know we have to tread carefully there because there's still quite a bit to unpack when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Will he face suspension? Will there be other ramifications from the civil lawsuits? We know there won't be any criminal charges. That was wrapped up last week. But now we're obviously past that. The Browns say that they've done their due diligence on this. Now it's time for us to react as a fantasy community. So the floor is yours, my friend. Bring that big podcast energy back again one more time on Deshaun Watson.
BPE, baby. We're bringing it all the fire right now, talking about Deshaun Watson to the Cleveland Browns. So the full finalized trade is, you know, 3 first-round picks, a third rounder, and a late round pick swap, a fourth for a fifth for Deshaun Watson. So to be clear, like, Baker Mayfield is not going to Houston. Like, he is going to go to somewhere else. He's not in the trade. I know that was kind of thrown around a little bit to see if he was going to be part of the deal. He's not part of the deal. Apparently Houston didn't want him. I don't know. Maybe that just wasn't part of what they wanted to do. But Houston's moving on with a boatload of picks so they can kind of rebuild their franchise. And then Deshaun Watson, the 26-year-old, lands in a now loaded AFC North with Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and then, well, Pittsburgh's still trying to figure out what they're doing. But, hey, you know, more power to him. So the biggest implications, I think, with Watson are, I mean, he's a top five quarterback when he's on the field. Like, he was fantasy top five quarterback in 2019, and 2020, with a lackluster supporting cast, I would say, for the most part, especially when they got rid of DeAndre Hopkins. It was like, oh, what is he going to do? Oh, well, he just used Brandon Cooks. He used Will Fuller and was a top five fantasy quarterback and kind of like didn't really stop a beat. I believe he led the NFL in passing yards and in yards per attempt. So Watson is still, I think that we talked about in the Slack channel, you know, he's great. He's a great quarterback and he's going to be a top five fantasy guy no matter what when he's on the field. Now, when it comes to the Browns' weapons, they acquired Amari Cooper for a fifth round pick. And I can't imagine where I'm going to rank Amari Cooper. He's going to be in the top 12. He's the clear number one receiver on the Cleveland Browns. There is no Landry, who got released earlier this week. Donovan Peoples-Jones is not a threat whatsoever in terms of, you know, he's a nice vertical receiver. And I know we were talking off the air, but, you know, Will Fuller landing in Cleveland's probably going to happen. I would probably, if I had money and I could bet in a legal state, that's what I would bet on happening. I'd bet on Will Fuller landing in the Cleveland. So that does shake things up a little bit with Amari Cooper. I think that I would probably view them both as like upside wide receiver twos in that scenario, just because we've seen it with Will Fuller where he was the wide receiver 12 with Deshaun Watson when he was the quote unquote number one receiver with Brandon Cooks. But we've seen, you know, Deshaun Watson fuel great fantasy wide receivers. So if it is Cooper and Fuller, I think that you have upside as top 15 guys across the board. If it's just Cooper, I mean, you're going to put him in the top 12. I know we were ranking Cooper as a top 12 guy heading into last season with Lamb, with Gallup. So I don't think there's any reason to think that Cooper cannot be a wide receiver one, especially with, I mean, he's going to have monster games. Like, he's going to have a lot of big games because that's kind of his MO, you know, a volatile receiver. But when Watson has those four touchdown games, like, Cooper is going to be a big part of that. So I like the fit there with Amari Cooper at the tight end position. David Njoku, like, he is the sleeper tight end that we're definitely want to target on the franchise tag. Austin Hooper is going to be released for June 1st, post June 1st, so they can save a little bit of money. And Njoku is the athletic tight end. Now, they may use Harrison Bryant a little bit as the blocking tight end, but I would put my money on David Njoku, who they're paying $10 million on the franchise tag. Like, let's get him out there running some routes, catching some passes from Deshaun Watson. You would love to see. I know that Watson really hasn't had a tight end of the elk of a David Njoku, so I'm looking forward to kind of seeing that kind of build out there a little bit as well. At the running back position, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. I mean, the offensive efficiency is going to be better, and I think that they're probably going to try to throw the ball a little bit more. I don't really think it moves the needle too much for them. Maybe a little bit of a bump for Kareem Hunt. I mean, overall, just from an efficiency standpoint, I think that you're going to see Nick Chubb just continue to... I mean, the guy already averages like 5.5 yards per carry every single season, so it's really hard for him to run more efficiently, but touchdowns. Like, that's the name of the game with Nick Chubb now.
Scoring opportunities, that's what you're looking for. A quarterback who can move the needle. Now, Stefanski's got his quarterback now, in theory. You've got an alpha wide receiver. You've got two very good running backs, obviously a true one running back in Nick Chubb. We'll see what happens with Njoku, but let's play hypotheticals now because I think we have no choice. Let's say Deshaun Watson does face some sort of suspension. Let's say somewhere in the 4 to 6 game range. What does that do in redraft leagues, in your opinion, to Deshaun Watson's value and Amari Cooper's value at that? Because we've seen this before, that range of suspension. We saw it for Brady a few years ago. We've dealt with that sort of quarter of a season suspension. How would you approach that with Watson in terms of draft capital?
Yeah, I think that with a 4-game suspension, I really don't think that that's a massive hurdle that, you know, fantasy owners are going to have to like get over. I mean, it's the first 4 weeks of the season. You're going to be going through so much overturn in your lineup anyway that I don't think it's going to really affect you. I think that you're going to see, you know, just like dips in terms of, you know, how much Amari Cooper costs in terms of drafts, how much Deshaun Watson costs. Like, he still will, he probably will just go outside the top tier of quarterbacks. You just have to hold him for a month. And I'm not really concerned with it because the minute that he plays, you know, he's going to deliver. Now, there's obviously more ambiguity with some of the other players. And I mean, if it's Case Keenum under center for the Browns for the first month, like, okay, well, I mean, we talked about this last year when we saw him play. It was like, where's the drop off between him and Baker Mayfield? It's like, okay, well, I mean, clearly the Browns are fine with, you know, if whether he does get suspended or not, you know, how many games it is. I mean, it seems like they're going to roll it back with Case Keenum. And I think Keenum has shown that he's good enough to, you know, right the ship for a couple weeks. Okay, you're not going to get these massive games from Amari Cooper and the running backs necessarily, but you're going to get those games down the line when you're in the playoffs. Like, if you start 2-2 or whatever, it doesn't really matter. So I think that 4 games is not really something that I would be too concerned about. 8 games is a little bit more. I think that's more of a thing where maybe you don't draft them super high, but they're players that you try to target. You know, if another manager is 0-3, you know, with a bunch of Browns players, okay, then you go target them and trade. You try to buy low on these players because, hey, like, these guys aren't helping you right now. Like, you need help right now. So hopefully we get it clear where it's like, he's suspended for the first X amount of games. It's not one of these, oh, well, he's like going to get suspended in the middle of the year, which I think happened to Ezekiel Elliott, which was very, very confusing because it's like,
yes, that was a difficult one.
And then he got suspended in the middle of the season, which made it much more complicated. So hopefully he just serves his suspension outright at the beginning, and then we can just get him back and just focus on football.
And obviously much easier in a single quarterback league as opposed to super flex to make those sort of decisions on what sort of capital to invest. But let's switch gears to long-term. Let's talk about the dynasty implications of this now. Kevin Stefanski is a very good head coach, in my opinion. He was a very talented offensive coordinator as well. Now he's got a quarterback. So long-term in terms of dynasty, especially since so many dynasty leagues are indeed super flex, how do you approach Deshaun Watson's value in that format?
Yeah, when you look at where I had him ranked, it was kind of like in a holding period, just basically trying to figure out where he's going to go. It honestly really didn't matter to me, you know, where his dynasty value was going to go. I mean, he was still viewed as a, you know, top 12 quarterback last year. You know, people were holding on to him as a top 12 guy I think that he's right back into the conversation. I think that I just recently moved him just because I knew he was going to eventually find a new home. I think that he's in my top five. And I mean, he's never even always had like the greatest supporting structure. I mean, just from his days in Houston, it wasn't great. And again, Cleveland, the way things have kind of fallen out with Baker Mayfield, obviously isn't ideal, but it's because Baker Mayfield wasn't delivering on the field. And I don't think that's going to be an issue with Deshaun Watson. I think that he's going to deliver on the field. So I think that he's a no doubt top five dynasty quarterback. I'm just checking my rankings again to make sure that I'm.
Is he still top five? I mean, because right off the top of my head, too, and we're just talking about, we got Mahomes still there. We've got Josh Allen. We've got obviously Joe Burrow in that mix, Justin Herbert in that mix. If you want to put Kyler Murray, Lamar in that, but is he still top five, or is he still a notch below those guys because you still have to deal with the issues of 2022 potentially? And look, let's face it, that does make it more of a challenge for you to compete when you have a player you know is going to miss time before you even start playing fantasy. So is he still a top five? I know he's a top five talent, but is he a top five investment compared to some of the other great young quarterbacks we have in this league right now?
Yeah, I still think he is. So I'm actually checking right now. So I actually have him at quarterback six. So Mahomes, Allen, Murray, Herbert, then he's right next to Lamar Jackson. So, and the thing with Lamar is like, we're waiting for him to get, you know, sign that long-term deal with the Baltimore Ravens, get him locked up. So there's some like, you know, question marks about his future. I think that the Ravens will get it done, but we still don't know. So
let's talk about the ripple effect here, because the first one is Baker Mayfield not going back to the Houston Texans in return. So does this mean it's the Davis Mills show now for the foreseeable future? Or do you think the Houston Texans are going to be looking for a quarterback in this draft potentially?
I don't think they're going to look for a quarterback in this draft necessarily, because I don't think that none of these guys are going to move the needle over Davis Mills. I think Davis Mills showed enough last year to warrant, hey, you know, let's give this kid another shot. Maybe if he takes another big step forward, then, okay, maybe we have something that we can work with here. Because I think that that's what they would be doing with one of these quarterbacks if they drafted one. Unless Malik Willis is probably the only quarterback that I would see them, if they really wanted to invest, that's who they would go after. But I think that they're more than fine with kind of, you know, taking a longer route approach to this, where they fall in love with a quarterback, or follow the route that a lot of teams are doing now, is you build a very, very strong team, and then you get the veteran quarterback. You just like plug them in. Like that's what we're seeing with a lot of the teams, that type of strategy and approach, as opposed to let's get the franchise quarterback and now let's build around him. The Texans may take a route, well, we'll keep Davis Mills. He's cheap. You know, a third round pick from the 2021 draft. He's cheap. He's good enough. We can build around him. And if he takes a step forward, great. If he doesn't, okay, boom, we can trade for one of these free agent quarterbacks that wants to get out of, you know, a bad situation, which it seems to be happening more often than not. So I think that Mills is going to be the guy there.
Now, Watson is the big domino that's going to make all the other dominoes fall. So let's play dominoes, Andrew Erickson. Let's have some fun. Matt Ryan now, theoretically, you would think, stays in Atlanta, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so then that brings us to the Saints. They have Taysom Hill, potentially, or they bring back Jameis Winston. Which do you think happens here? Where do you roll if you're the New Orleans Saints at quarterback?
Yeah, I think that it's always been Jameis, and now that Mayfield is available, I know that the other team that was connected with Jameis was the Colts. So if the Colts get, you know, Baker Mayfield, then they don't necessarily, they won't get connected with Jameis Winston. So that would lead them to the Saints getting Jameis Winston. So I think that more often than not, we usually see guys come back to their teams, especially with the guy who's coming off an injury. But we'll see. I mean, again, we're still having more QB carousel. It's tons of fun. But yeah, I'll say that Winston goes back to New Orleans.
Well, I told you in December is going to be the craziest offseason of quarterback movement you've ever seen in the NFL. And it has not disappointed whatsoever. It has absolutely lived up to the hype. So the Colts have been rumored around Mariota. They seem disinterested in Baker Mayfield. Do you think Mariota is their guy, or do you think that's a smokescreen for something else?
Man, there's smokescreens all over the place.
You know, well, I know you're not NFL insider, Andrew Erickson. You're just fantasy pros insider. But still, I mean, you know, we're football fans here. I mean, if a team is not interested in a player, I don't see Frank Reich being a guy that wants Baker Mayfield. I would be very surprised if that marriage. The Mariota one makes sense to me. What do you think of the Seattle Seahawks potentially getting in the game for Baker Mayfield? Kind of a rah-rah big personality. Pete Carroll, kind of a rah-rah personality. They got Drew Locke there right now. I mean, is that something that is not out of the realm of possibilities? Jacob Eason and Drew Locke right now on the depth chart.
I mean, DK Metcalf is telling people to calm down on the Drew Locke slander. He's already coming out and defending his boy. We'll see how DK feels about that when he gets overthrown multiple times in NFL action. No, I think that's a really good point that you bring up. The attitude, the personality, the bravado that Baker Mayfield, I think, would probably be embraced by Pete Carroll, as opposed to, you know, the Browns are talking about how they needed an adult at quarterback. You know, that's what they were didn't like about Baker Mayfield.
Well, and, you know, I mean, that talk about hypocrisy. I mean, I don't think adults act the way Deshaun Watson has, at least theoretically, acted recently. So,
I mean,
you know,
the same franchise that signed Kareem Hunt.
I know.
So, I mean,
It is. But at the end of the day, all of that is nonsense. It's a business. It's about winning. And I think that's clear that that is the approach that the Cleveland Browns are taking. And I think the Cleveland Browns, after Baker Mayfield won that big playoff game for them and they didn't lock him up to a long-term deal, I think that was the beginning of that relationship getting rocky. And then last year, obviously, the injury did not help for Baker Mayfield. They were expectations for the first time in a very long time. They fell well short of them. So if you had to put money on a landing spot for Baker Mayfield, is it Seattle? Is it the Colts? Is it something else that we're not even thinking about?
I think I'll probably go with Seattle. I like that call from you. I know you've been voicing it into this in the Slack channel, into existence, typing it away. No, I think that makes sense. I think that they'd probably prefer not to trade him in the AFC. But, I mean, clearly the way that they view Baker Mayfield, they don't think that he's very good. So maybe they're like, oh, we'll trade him to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, would you rather have, you know, if you were Pittsburgh, would you have rather had Trubisky or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know if Baker Mayfield could withstand the weight of Steeler Nation. Steeler Nation's a lot of pressure. No, it is. I mean, Steeler Nation is used to a certain level of performance, and they've grown accustomed to it for the last 20 years, and I don't know how they would feel. I mean, Bill Cowher had some great teams there. Mike Tomlin's had some great teams there for a very long time. And we've also got the Jimmy Garoppolo shoot a drop, too, at some point in time also, which we think – that's the other guy that could really throw a wrench in this situation, too. If the 49ers got to be sitting around going, hey, if the Colts want Jimmy G, my goodness, now the options are starting to dry up. Maybe the Saints get into that. I don't know, but there's certainly a lot more dominoes to fall. Andrew Erickson, any final thoughts here on Deshaun Watson before we close things up here today?
No more closing thoughts on Deshaun Watson. Just the fact that, you know, the Browns, with the massive move, get their franchise quarterback. And, you know, this is something that, you know, I mean, I remember tweeting it, you know, after the Bills-Chiefs game, you know, after that epic playoff game. And it's like, if you don't have a quarterback then that can, like, hold their own in a type of shootout environment, then it's like, you got to move on. Like, you just got to find someone that can do it. And that's why, you know, as a, you know, a Patriots fan, you know, I really think that we need to see that from Mac Jones this year. Like, he has to take a step forward and be a competitive player in these shootouts, or else after year two, it's like, well, is Mac Jones just going to be, like, just another game manager? Like, and that's where he has to, I think that that's what he was last year as a rookie. But if he can take a step forward, I think that that's ultimately what you want from a team building.
He needs a little bit more help. He doesn't have an Amari Cooper. He doesn't have a Jarvis Landry even, arguably. So we'll see what happens there. But great stuff as always. Andrew Erickson bringing that big pot energy, that BPE. And of course, if you want to.
Breaking news.
What's
that?
We do have more news.
Oh, no. Juju.
What's that?
To the Chiefs.
Signed. Juju's. Well, that was our prediction. I think that was, yes. It was at least me. Was it all three of us? I don't remember.
It was one of the ones that I think that we nailed. Again, most of the ones did not come into fruition, but no, yeah, no. Juju Smith-Schuster.
I don't care about the ones we didn't get right. Let's talk about the one we did. Look at that. Juju coming through right at the end of the podcast. I was just about to close up shop and then more breaking news. So look, this makes a lot of sense. This was the team that wanted him, right? Yep. We knew that they were kicking the tires on him before the injury. And you know what? They were kicking the tires on him last year. And unfortunately, it did not work out. Now he gets a second opportunity. Certainly good for his fantasy value, theoretically. Pringle's gone. So what do you make of the Juju Smith-Schuster signing now in terms of, is he a wide receiver 4? Is he a wide receiver 3 because of the offense? Where do you rank Juju here?
I mean, I think that he will be someone that I'll probably rank as a wide receiver 3. I mean, I'm kind of done with the Mecole Hardman experiment. I agree. He's kind of just evolved into, okay, if Tyreek Hill misses a game, we can kind of use him in a similar role to Hill, but that's all he does. Like, he's a spot starter. You know, he's really explosive. He'll have a couple big plays, use him on end arounds, but he's not a traditional wide receiver. I think that the ship is kind of sailed on Hardman. So, I mean, Juju's a legitimate actual playmaker. Like, he can make plays inside. And when we saw him at his best, when he was putting up 1,400 receiving yards, you know, as a, you know, second year in the league, it was across the field from Antonio Brown. Like, he wasn't the focal point of a defense trying to stop this guy. We got to stop Juju. It's like, oh no, like, when you're a defense playing the Chiefs has, like, way too many things to worry about besides trying to stop Juju inside. They got Travis Kelce. They got Tyreek Hill. So, I mean, I wish he had just done this last year. I thought that the fit was perfect last year. And again, like you had mentioned, Byron Pringle is gone. They can move Juju right into the slot. He can be the starting slot receiver. And
it's a good move. It's a good move for both sides.
He's easily the best, you know, number three option that Mahomes has ever had, at least kind of looking back. You know, Sammy Watkins, like, you know, didn't really work out. A lot of these number threes, but that's why I'm excited for Juju. And I think that the market has soured on him enough after, you know, a couple of really bad seasons where he's been injured. I mean, he's only 1 year removed from a wide receiver 17 finish in PPR. So I like Juju a lot.
And as a reminder, make sure you have our news desk app from Fantasy Pros downloaded to your mobile device so you can stay on top of all of the action as all of this news continues to break in the NFL. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.